As immigrants came to the United States, they had to learn how to wield their new freedom as Americans. Often, in the face of the government's deaf ear, they turned to violence instead of democracy. In 1843, the Weavers Union had gathered at the Nanny Goat Market to protest their low wages. They had a tough lot. Irish handloom weavers often weren't even given a place to work. They were expected to find their own housing and set up a loom in their home. The whole family would get involved in the work, since pay was not fixed to hours, but rather to the amount of fabric they could weave in a week's time. New factories were starting up with new cotton technology, but life in the factories was worse. The employees complained. The factory owners ignored them and hired new workers. Incensed, Irish groups attacked and demolished nearly every handloom in Philadelphia. The sheriff came to Nanny Goat with a posse to investigate, and nearly 400 Irish attacked them. The posse fled, leaving the sheriff and two other men to face the Irish. Union members beat them and sent them out of Kensington. The factory owners got the message. Soon, the union members were back at their old jobs, receiving higher pay. The next election, the Irish learned their lesson and voted in large numbers to elect a new sheriff, Morton McMichael. It was 3 years after the railroad riots, and the Irish working class were learning to use political channels to accomplish their ends. The election of McMichael attracted concerns from the political establishment. Partly as a result of this new fear of immigrants, the Irish were again fighting at Nanny Goat 1 year later, this time defending their very lives and homes. And this time, during the great Native American riots, officials would be very slow to respond, resulting in great loss of life and property.